Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mayo trying to get to third. Kennedy throws the ball into Michaels, who tags Mayo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Swift and he is out, Mayo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Kell reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels juggles the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine bunts towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. Evers moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is walked intentionally. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell scores. Evers moves to third. Swift moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Evers scores. Neuhauser moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to second. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes York trying to get to home. Evers throws the ball into Swift, who tags York, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Michaels moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neuhauser hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. York takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. Tucker strikes out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirtz moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Outlaw. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Outlaw steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopat hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a line drive towards third. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walesa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newhouser takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lake bunts for an out with unknown description. Newhouser moves to second. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Newhouser, and towards Mayo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kell bunts towards third. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Outlaw moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine is walked intentionally. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Cal scores. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Newhouser hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lake strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lake out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayo strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Luke Appling pinch hits for Eddie Lopat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up beyond second. Mayo can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Michaels scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.